Haley, H-A-Y-L-E-E, leg, L-E-G-G, 128.95, chief complaint, severe ear pain, number 2, severe sore throat, number 3, fever, next one is leg pain, next one is arm pain, next one is palpitation, next one is tachycardia, next one is dizziness, next one is I feel terrible. Our patient is a 27-year-old teacher. She teaches fourth grade. She's married. She has 4 children. She has no past medical problems. She developed above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 or 4 days and has gotten worse, period. COVID immunization, none. Family history, nothing is known about her father. Her mom has autoimmune disorder. Social, she doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink. She's married. She had a hysterectomy because of abnormal cells, but no cancer surgery. Complete hysterectomy. Resection, weight loss, the surgery, lap band in Mexico in October, has already lost 57 pounds. Medical problems, migraine issues, anxiety, depression, no problems with this at this time, not suicidal, no other issues to be concerned about regarding her mental health, period. New paragraph, her strep is positive today. She's not allergic to anything. She weighs 203 pounds, lost 57 pounds, 99%, 97.9, 16, 70, 124 over 78. Heart positive, strong positive, lungs, bronchi, abdomen, soft, but epigastric tenderness noted. Neck shows huge lymph nodes on both sides. Cannot rule out thyroid nodule. Lower extremity tender to touch, bilateral calves, upper extremity tender to touch, upper arms and forearm. Abdomen is soft, neurological non-focal, TM, posterior pharynx is red, inflamed, pustular, no abscess formation noted, TMs are red. Assessment number 1, positive strep, number 2, lymphadenopathy, number 3, abdominal pain, number 4, most likely related to patient's positive strep, number 5, Decadron now, number 8 milligram, next number is Rosefenagram now, next number, Augmentin 875 BID, next number, take with food and yogurt, next number, Medrol dose pack, next number is rest, next number is lots of Tylenol, next number, because of her obesity and leg pain, we ruled out DVT. Also looked for PVD, none was found. Same thing goes for the upper extremity. No DVT or PVD was noted. Because of her huge lymphadenopathy in her neck and possible thyroid nodule with issues with obesity, we looked at her thyroid. No nodularity was found. Copious lymphadenopathy was found bilaterally because of her vertigo. We looked at her carotid, which was within normal limits, and also because of palpitation, we looked at her echocardiogram, which was also within normal limits. Next number, come back in 3 days if not improved. Next month's findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Next number, she's not interested in blood work at this time. I recommend doing a thyroid test and chemistry CBC, but she wants to hold off for next number because of her obesity, snoring. She was worked up for sleep apnea, but he was negative in the past. Thank you.